You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
This is The Rocket, Bill Watson. Welcome to Newsmakers. I'm in Arizona for spring training. Today I was in Rockies camp. I had great conversations with Ian Desmond, Carlos Gonzalez, and Charlie Blackman. They believe they'll be playing meaningful games in October. Here's what they had to say. I'm with one of the best people I ever met in baseball. He's Rocky slugger, Ian Desmond. Ian, thank you so much for being on my show. Ian, things have changed since we last saw each other. You're no longer a shortstop, and you're no longer an outfielder. You are now a first baseman. Tell me, how much do you love playing first base now?
I love it, man. It's been, I think you know me. I always like a challenge. It's been challenging. But I think I'll be able to, in the end, I think I'll be able to help the guys. I think I'll be able to help the team, and that's what I'm really excited about.
Bud Black told me your work ethic is really great, and you're really working out there to learn your craft. Talk about how you're really learning your craft.
Just trying to get as many reps in as I can. A lot of these guys have played their whole lives at their respective positions. And I've got, 4 or 5 days of spring training in at it. So there's a lot to learn in a very short period of time. And I don't want to do anything and just try to be, middle of the pack. I want to try to be an asset for these guys. I want them to know, like you saw Adam LaRoche with me, or Mitch Moreland I saw last year, or a lot of the really good guys that they make an impact for the infielders, and that's what I want to do.
Ever since I was growing up, Ian, a lot of people think first base is easy to play, but I've learned over the years that it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And what have you learned about the position?
Yeah, I think if you look back in history, we've had this conversation a long time ago, that I don't think there's ever been a World Series championship team that had a subpar first baseman on. I think it's an extremely valuable position. And it's one that I'm excited to try to master.
This is your second year in a row you have switched positions. Mm-hmm. Tell me your reaction when the Rockies came to you and said, "Can you play first base?"
I was excited. I think to be on this team and to be in this lineup is something I'm really looking forward to. And if that at the time meant that I had to play first base, I'd be more than happy to do it. I was excited to join the Rockies. This is a place I'd wanted to play for a long time.
What is it about Colorado that you love?
I think the opportunity to do something that's never been done before here in Colorado. I think, the stadium is beautiful. The city is awesome. The people in the city are really great. My wife and I had experiences here over the past where we just thought, man, the people here just are really aligned with the way that we live our lives and the way we want to raise our kids. And my brother-in-law and my sister, were part of the Rockies organization for a couple of years, and they spoke so highly of it. And I just never really had a bad experience. And I think you add in the team and the organization and kind of like the pipeline of young talent coming and the talent that's on the team now. It's a really bright future here.
Ian, last year you had a lot of help. People helping you play in the outfield. Who's helping you now this year?
Yeah, I think I'm picking the brain of a lot of the infielders and seeing what they like and suggestions. DJ's helped me a lot. LeMahieu, Ron Gideon, and Stu Cole, are the guys that have been out there every single day with me. There's a young prospect in the organization, Krell Prime, who in the offseason, he helped me a ton. We took ground balls together every single day. And I got a buddy, Brian Peacock, who used to be in the Nationals organization, who hit me fungo all year and did my BP stuff. It's a whole collective group, and there's people outside the organization, Adam LaRoche, Mitch Moreland, Eric Hosmer, I've talked to a couple times. I've been really just trying to pick everyone's brain as much as I can.
I noticed since I've known you, you don't let the defense affect your hitting, and I want to know why. I mean, last year was a great year for you.
Yeah, I think it's just two parts of the game. You try to be a complete player, and being headstrong is part of that.
How's the atmosphere? How's camp?
Camp has been great. I think Bud Black and Mike Redmond have done a great job putting this thing together. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz, really high energy, and we're having fun on top of all that. So it's a really good combination, and it's one of the best camps I've been in.
What's the biggest thing you've learned about your teammates?
They love to hit. They love to hit. Everyone's always working on their swings, and hitting is definitely the priority here so far.
Everyone talks about the atmosphere at Coors Field and the breathing and all that. You don't see that being a problem for you?
I think there's every stadium, every ballpark has its intricacies, and You know, there's advantages and disadvantages to everything. I'm going to do everything I can to prepare my body to be ready to go there. I do know that it's real. You know, there is a real impact that it makes on your body, and I'm gonna trust the training staff and the strength training staff also to prepare me the best I can be.
Have you done anything currently to prepare for that?
Yeah, I mean, I've bought into the strength training program that they have here, mm-hmm. and you know, just try to drink as much water as I can has been what I've heard.
This team is good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
How far can it go in the postseason?
Well, we'll see. I think goal number one is to have a great spring training, to come together as a team and continue growing on all the things that they've done well in the past. Because if you look at it, they've done some great things here. Obviously, the record hasn't shaken out the last couple of years they wanted it to, but there's been some really good highlights. And building on that, I think, is goal number one. I think, you know, continuing to come together as a team and be even tighter group-knit guys. And then, you know, as it goes, just continue to play hard and see where we're at. And hopefully by the trade deadline, we're buyers.
Is this team thinking postseason?
Absolutely.
Wow. World Series?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's really something. That would be amazing. Ian Dowson, thank you so much. I'm with one of the best sluggers in the National League. Not only is he a great slugger, he can play some defense as well. I'm talking about Carlos Gonzalez of the Rockies. Thank you so much for being on my show. This is this team is kind of different this year. I feel that this team can go far. What do you think?
You're right, Bill. Some new additions in our club. I think our offense was already strong. Our defense is strong, too. Our middle infield with Arenado out there, DJ LeMahieu, former Gold Glovers, and, you know, guys that are taking off like Charlie Blackman and you know, David Dahl. So I think it's getting even better with guys like Ian Desmond in our lineup. Our rotation is young, but also is gaining experience. And I think the more you play in this league and this level, the more comfortable you start to feel. So I think that's going to be the case for us this year with a strong bullpen. I think that we can make an impact in this game.
I saw something last year that I thought was impressive. I saw some young pitching that was really helping you guys win, young starting pitching. And was that the start of you guys thinking, hey, we can go far next year?
Yeah, I think it's that's how a good team becomes a good team. You know, they, you have to start from zero. That's how, you know, the Astros and Kansas City Royals, that's how they become a good contenders, because all these young pitchers are becoming all-stars now. And I think, you know, we have enough arms here that they can prove that, you know, they can pitch in this level. So I think that's what's important. And that's what experience gives you. You know, guys like Jonathan Gray, who had you know, the first day a couple years ago, and last year he established himself, and I think he can only continue to get better. Tyler Anderson, and, you know, name a lot of guys that we have enough guys that can take that next step and help this club to reach our goal.
Well, what would it mean to you to go to the postseason, Colorado?
It would mean a lot. I think taking me back to 2009. My first year with the Rockies, that was the last time that we make the postseason. And, you know, it's not a secret for everybody that you need pitching to reach that level. And it's been our weakness for years, and I think we're getting closer to that point. And as long as they stay healthy and help this club, we're gonna be fine, and we're gonna reach that goal.
How long do you want to stay in Colorado? This is the last year of your contract, obviously. How long do you want to stay?
Well, right now, you know, I have no options, like you say. You know, I got one more year left in my contract. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the future is going to be, but so far it's been good. You know, as long as I have a new uniform to wear in the big leagues, it's going to, you know, I'm a happy person. So I leave it up to my agent. I think he's the one who's going to know. And of course, the teams are the ones that make the decision if they want me here or not. So we'll see what happens in the long run.
Is there any talk of extension?
Yeah, there have been some interest in from the front office, the owner, the GM, but like I say, it's up to them. It's up to, you know, they're the ones that make the decision. So it's not up to me.
Cargo, you can hit some bombs, and I'd like to know, do you admire anybody else who can hit the long ball?
Well, there's a lot of good players in the league that I like to watch. You know, one of them is my country fellow Miguel Cabrera. He's one of the best players in the game. He's been so consistent year in, year out, and I like to watch him a lot. You know, guys like Altuve also, Nolan Arenado Sr. right next to me, getting to watch him every night is just something special to watch.
I know that if you were in the All-Star game, you would be in the home run hitting contest. How much would you like to win the home run hitting contest?
Well, it's great. You know, I've done it twice in my career. I haven't won it one yet, but I think it's a great opportunity for us to be in the, in the big stage and just show the world, not just the team that you're playing against or your team, how powerful are you. You know, I think it's a great opportunity to show the world how good a hitter you are.
I think you will win a home run hitting contest. I do believe that. I mean, the way you hit the long ball and your swing path is so great. I mean, you think you can win one, can't you?
Yeah, I done it back home in Venezuela against guys like Miguel Cabrera. I won it twice. So I think it'll be a great thing for me to have done in the big leagues.
Cargo, you're known for your home runs, but you won 3 gold gloves. And does it bother you? You're not known for that? How much pride do you take in fielding?
Fielding is a big part of my game. I take it really serious. I take it personal. You know, like you say, a lot of people just look at us as a sluggers. But, I've been fortunate enough to win 3 gold gloves, and, I put a lot of work into it. I think it's important for your team to help your pitchers to get away with hard hits. And then, when you come up with a great play, it's always nice for you, not just for you, just for the entire team.
Who helped you become the outfielder you became?
Well, I will say, minor leagues, when I was with the Diamondbacks and Oakland, when you put out a lot of work, just trying to be a good hitter and also a good defender, it takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys spend a lot of time in the cage working on their swing. That's a good thing to do, but also you can always work extra as an outfielder or whatever position you play. So, I have to thank all the coaches that I have over the years because they offered me their time and they took a long time to make me a better player.
Now, there's been talk about you playing center field, right field, everywhere. Where do you like to play? What's your best position?
Well, at this point in my career, I like to play right field. Younger, center fielder was my favorite position. But as you get older in this league, there's a lot of speedy guys that can do a better job in center field. So for me, I feel like I can still be a really good outfielder just doing it in the corners.
Also, tell me what it was like to win those gold gloves. I mean, do you treasure that or do you treasure the silver slugger?
Well, silver slugger is awesome. I only have 2 in my career. Mm-hmm. But, gold gloves is also good. Having 3. Having win one in center field, I think that was the most exciting I got when back in the day they used to pick just whoever was better. Right. 3 center fields. Now each position gets one.
Right.
So I think that number one was special because it was 3 center fielders that actually won it that year, and I was one of them.
Cargo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anytime. Take care, man.
All right.
Appreciate it. I'm with Rocky Slugger, Charlie Blackman. Charlie, thank you so much for being on the show. Charlie, you're coming off the best year of your career, and what's impressive, 29 home runs, but 111 runs scored. Talk about the year you had. You had a great year.
Thank you, first of all. I think you'll see that teams that have good offenses, you're going to have those guys all over the lineup that score a lot of runs, and I think it's more of a product of a good offense, good players hitting behind me that helps me be able to score those runs and the ability for those guys to slug, hit. Sometimes first base is almost scoring position with as many doubles and extra base hits as those guys hit.
How good can this Rockies team be? I mean, on paper, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, last year we took a big step forward. Our pitching was really impressive, our starting pitching, and I expect those guys to take another step forward this year. And I think we made some key additions there in the bullpen, and I think we're in a really good spot to start the season.
I think that's the key, is your bullpen. Last year, your bullpen wasn't so good, but now I think, on paper at least, it's improved.
Yeah, I think a full season out of Adam Ottavino and I think Jake McGee's feeling really good. I think we got some guys that are going to be better than they were last year, or be more productive in the sense that they're healthier and they project to pitch more this year. You know, not to mention the additions of Dunn and Holland. You know, both of those guys are established guys that have had success at the back end of a rotation, and so we kind of know what we're getting out of those guys. We just you know, got to go out there and do it now.
You guys are known for your slugging, but you have some nice starting pitching this year. Talk about that.
Absolutely. I think we have a a young core there of starting pitchers that they've got that combination of youth but experience also. You know, they were just good. I mean, they were really good last year, you know, and I think they're going to be maybe even a little better this year just because they have that extra year of experience. You know, it was a breakout year for John Gray, but now he's got another year of experience, and he's still young and fresh. And so, you know, I expect him to take that and develop a little bit more and be a better pitcher.
You have a new manager, Bud Black. Talk about the atmosphere with him here.
Bud's been great so far. You know, he's loose, and he has fun with the guys, and he expects a lot out of his players, you know. So I think he's going to be really great for our organization.
Talk about what's changed compared to last year, you think?
Last year, there was a time there in the second half where we were relevant with, you know, playoff implications there. That hasn't happened much in the past few years. And so for us to be close last year and then get even better, you know, from last year to this year is refreshing, and it leaves me optimistic.
Charlie, the thing that bothers me when I hear your name, you always mention in trade rooms, and you've done so much. Mm-hmm. Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me. That's part of the business of baseball. I understand how it works. I don't take that personally. You know, I understand if you get more value in return than you're giving up, you're making your team better. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a price for every player, and if that's met and exceeded, it makes sense for that team to go ahead and make the move, and they'll become a better team, you know. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, teams all over at least entertain, you know, trade possibilities for, you know, any of their players, you know, for that reason.
Have you talked to management at all about these rumors?
Oh, no. I mean, it's not necessary. You know, Jeff did call me and reassure me a little bit last year. But, no, I mean, it's not something where I feel like I need to hear from someone about every rumor. That's, you know, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't change my job. You know, my job is to show up, play baseball, try and win baseball games. And I don't have any problem blocking out some of those distractions.
You came from Georgia Tech. And what is it about Georgia Tech? They produce so many good baseball players.
It's a good program. You know, they're always competitive. They always get good players into that system, and it's a pro style system, in my opinion. They get the players their reps and let them kind of figure it out, develop and get better in a way that they feel they need to get better. It's you know, they're not telling me to sack bunt every time there's a guy on first. You know, it's a good translation into the pro game.
What was the biggest thing you learned at Georgia Tech?
Oh, there's always somebody better. You know, that's going to a Division I school there. You know, you thought you were a good player, and then you realize that there's always a next level, or someone who's playing better than you, or, you know, it just kind of helps you stay humble and keep your head down and keep working.
Do you have a hero who went to Georgia Tech, like Tex, Mark Teixeira, Garcia Parr?
You know, I don't have one guy that I like to single out. I appreciate Mark Teixeira and his career, and he's come back and spoken to us. And Jason Baratek did a golf tournament this year with our program, and there's a lot of guys that give back. And you know, I get to see Garcia Parra when we go to LA. So the, you know, there's a handful of guys that I respect that come out of there.
Now, you didn't just go to school to play baseball. You have a degree in finance. And with honors, no less. And
highest honors.
Highest honors, okay. And talk about how proud are you about that.
That's very important. You know, the Blackman family prides themselves in education and, you know, doing well in their schoolwork. And that was very important to us growing up. And I think that has a lot to do with where I am now. You know, you just never know. Like, you know, baseball can be taken away from you at any moment, and I'm thankful to be able to play for as long as I have, and I hope to continue to be able to play. But the important thing is I feel that I would be a successful person even without the game of baseball.
It sounds like you have a plan after you're done with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I definitely have a fallback plan. I actually interned with a financial planning company for the first couple years. As a minor league player in the offseason, I would do that because I just didn't know how baseball was going to go. And don't get me wrong, I'm 100% like in. Like this is my career. This is what I want to do more than anything in the world. But I'm going to be okay. I try not to make this the center of my universe, even though this is what I spend all my time on. You know, I still like to, you know, have a you know good family relationships and be centered and have my priorities straight. Yeah.
Interesting. Also, for kids who want to go to school and play baseball, tell them what they need to do to be successful. Not just, and to, you know, tell them what to do to study.
Honestly, I went to school for almost nothing, and it wasn't because of a baseball scholarship. It was mostly because of an academic scholarship. I went to a junior college first because my baseball skills weren't there. I couldn't go to a Division I school right out of the gate. But once again, I applied for some academic scholarships and was able to go to school for next to nothing there. And then in Georgia, luckily, they had that Hope Scholarship. And that takes care of all of your tuition, you know, and that's the biggest expense. So number one is you've got to, you know, you've got to be a hard worker and get it done in the classroom or you're not going to be afforded the opportunity to even get on the field.
You must be proud of what you've accomplished.
Yes, sir, but we're not done yet. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlie Black.